7:41 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Matt Douglas. It's the WEOL Morning Show. And joining us, well, let's see. We've got with us Commissioner Lori Kukoski. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have with us also High Voltage. So I've got my headphones at the right volume. Good morning, Voltage.
Well, good morning, Bruce. Energy up.
Woo!
How did that phrase come to be that you decided that's the calling card for you, so to speak?
Well, that calling card is being used by quite a few other people, because back in the late 70s and early 80s, when I started wooing on national television in New York, everybody was going, ho, ho, ho. There was no woo. We started wooing as part of my program when we would clap our hands and lift up like we're throwing away negative energy, and we started woo. So the first time I did it on Regis Philbin, it was when Regis first got his show in New York. And I was well known enough in New York City when there was a new TV show or whatever, they would always have High Voltage on to welcome them to New York. And we started wooing. And that woo was picked up by a famous back in the day wrestler. I forgot his name because he still woos. He's known for his woo. And wooing.
Randy Savage?
Whatever wrestler is known for wooing. Got it from me, because everybody says, oh, no, Voltage, the wrestler. I'm like, no, 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 no. So you're looking right here. A little gal from Lorain, Ohio, started the woo that is out there in the universe.
Well, you're here to spread it more throughout the county. And you're here this morning. We've had you in here before talking about fitness, cutting back out of the sugar. Now, I wanted to show you this before we got on the air, but you guys were involved in a heavy conversation. I recently picked this up from the Lorain County Health and Dentistry, folks who are also included with health and dentistry too. And it's a postcard that says rethink your drink, and it basically shows all these different kind of drinks.
Absolutely.
And then below it, sort of in little white bags, sugar.
Absolutely.
Shows you kind of how much is in each of them.
And yes, we call that sugar shock. And as a matter of fact, it's amazing that you mentioned rethink your drink, because what we're here to announce, and we've put our whole campaign of Take the Sugar Savvy Pledge with Rethink Your Drink. So it's Take the Sugar Savvy Pledge, Rethink Your Drink. Moderation of sugar is no more than 24 grams in 24 hours. That little card that you're holding that shows you all the sugar, I'll give you an example. A Mountain Dew has 77 grams of sugar. 24 grams in 24 hours is what scientifically is moderation. Do you see the problem we have?
Yeah, that's like three. Math works three times. Is it sort of that amount allows your body to sort of absorb it and deal with that sugar in that amount of time? Is that kind of what it is?
The reason the American Medical Association and every other association you can think of has come to the number 24 as a scientifically meaning moderation. So that's the amount of sugar that your body can handle in a 24-hour period. Because when we have more sugar than that, say a fruit juice, when you take the fiber out of the fruit juice is the same as a Coca-Cola. When your body consumes more than 24 grams at a time is actually too much. Think about it. Your body can handle 24 grams over 24 hours. You don't need any added sugar. There's sugar in fruit, there's sugar in there's sugar in many things. But our whole country and the way we eat, we consume sugar 24/7. That's what feeds cancer, heart disease. Type 2 diabetes should not exist. It's all lifestyle driven. That's why rethink your drink and understanding sugar moderation is so important. We're killing ourselves.
When you first came in here, you said, where's the water? Because that's something that, and I look on here, water has zero.
Well, water
at
is
least
what,
until they've figured out maybe how to sneak sugar in there.
Well, where no, some, many people do. They call it Kool-Aid. They call it many things. But we need to drink water. So the Rethink Your Drink campaign we're launching with the Boys and Girls Club next week and the African American Fund, but we needed a lot of water to give out. And then Lori, that's where Lori came into this. Lori had seen our presentation a few times in front of all of the supervisors, and she just wanted to get involved and help us, because everybody's getting on this wagon, and they need to. We've been educating this for 35 years. Bloomberg is who we worked with in New York City, because Mayor Bloomberg at the time is somebody who really pushed the sugar initiatives out there, and Philadelphia is the first major urban city that just actually passed a sugar tax because they're taking that money to educate to moderation. So this is a huge issue, and we've been leading it for a long time, but I'm home now to take care of my family, and this is my home, and we want to make Northern Ohio ground zero for standing up. And Lori,
talk a little bit about that involvement and sort of how, as a commissioner, you can kind of add a stamp of approval to something like this.
Right. She had come before the commissioners some time ago and coming for a grant. And I was so impressed with her energy, her drive, and her ambition. Unfortunately, the grant didn't work out for her, but she was still very, very much wanting to help our community and get healthy. So I wanted to get involved and not only just start with Lorain as a pilot, but bring this throughout Lorain County. I think it's very important.
So what's going to take place this coming week if you move up to the close?
Well, we kind of hooked up with the Boys and Girls Club this summer of Lorain. So on Wednesday, we're kicking off a program at their Pearl Street location for the entire camp of, I believe it's 5 years old through fifth grade. And we're doing a Superhero Take the Pledge campaign. Clearly, High Voltage is my superhero name. We're asking all the children to choose a superhero name. And what would that superhero do to make their families happier and healthier? And of course, we're going to give them some ideas. Then Wednesday, Thursday, the African American Fund gave us a small grant. We reached out through the African American churches to gather 35 to 45 women who will get together at the coffee shop on Broadway in Lorain. These are all kicking off a six-week program with Rethink Your Drink, Take the Pledge. And then at General Johnny Wilson on Friday, we're doing the same program for teen girls. So we're going to be pushing a lot of water and really educating the kids on how to rethink their drink and live sugar savvy.
And you have them young. You get them to change a lifestyle,
yes,
which is what this is hopefully to become,
yes,
right?
Was what it needs to become, okay, because sugar is the new tobacco. It's the same playbook. If somebody would have told you 20 years ago you wouldn't be allowed legally to smoke in public spaces and things, they would have laughed you out of the room. But sugar is the same sort of drug. It needs to be used responsibly, and we're not.
Right.
And it's hurting us.
Sometimes, though, legislation gets, it's a choice of a person that needs to make, and you'll have to convince the person. I guess the legislation just is the reminder out there, so it keeps them from, for example, with the smoking, about where they're not able to smoke, and maybe they adjust their lifestyle because of that.
Well, they legislate to that because of the health care costs, which are unsustainable to us as a society, because we're all responsible for each other's health care costs, in a sense, because of how our system is set up. And you cannot sit in the middle of the street and get crazy drunk or get so high you can't walk. Somebody will come and stop you, ask you if you need help, or take you someplace to get help.
Right.
But because people don't understand that sugar is a drug that affects our brain the same way, and the way we're consuming it, it's making us sick. So our job is to educate the public to want to make that change. You can't legislate this, but we need more money to be able to educate how to eat responsibly, because the health care costs, and Lori knows this, they're unsustainable. Unsustainable. Sugar is driving disease on such a level, it's taking our country down, much more so than terrorists or anything else. We're digging our grave with a knife and a fork. And the science wasn't there before, Bruce. The science is there now. Sugar is a drug in the brain. When they get white mice addicted to drugs and test cases, and then they introduce sucrose to cocaine, they prefer the sucrose. Lori, people have seen this now. This is not just Voltage out there, you know, leading this campaign.
Right.
It's just that I realized it 35 years ago, because when I got sober from alcohol, I realized that my eating behavior driven by sugar was the same. That's why I created this program. It's called the Addiction Model. We have an IRB-approved medical study on this. This is serious. That's how Bloomberg found me in Reader's Digest, because we actually have a medical study called the Addiction Model that Columbia Presbyterian Hospital did. No, it's major.
And it's interesting, too. And you talked about science. Science has learned how to put these processed foods together that we eat, which then contains a lot of those things that we sometimes don't even know that we're consuming when we have that.
Our food system has become toxic. That is what it is, and we're so lucky here in Ohio because we have so many huge farms and access to real food. The real message of Sugar Savvy and Energy Up is eating real food, fruits, vegetables, clean protein. It's nothing crazy. We convenience foods isn't convenient anymore if you're so sick you can't move.
Right.
And it's robbing our lives of our vitality.
And
that's what Lori, because we did this whole thing, you know, and we stood up and really gave a presentation and really told the facts. And once you see the facts, you're like, whoa.
And I mean, too bad this is radio and you can't see her because she is fit as a fiddle. She's like my hero. Getting older doesn't mean, you know, getting slow or whatever. She's like crazy.
Well, because this is, I'm going to be 70. This is what 70, you know, feels like. And, you know, basically can look like if you live this way. So we're here today and Lori's standing up with us. We're reaching out to corporations and foundations that are out there to support and help us do this. We'll come under your umbrella. We will work with you in any way we can. The events that we're doing, it'll save corporations money. It's going to save our children. Children can't learn if they're bouncing off walls. They can't concentrate. They can't do anything. So there are a lot of health organizations out there doing wonderful work, but if you don't take sugar on and educate how to use it responsibly, it kind of wipes out all the other programs that are trying to educate, because the sugar industry is powerful. They do not want this information out, but the horse has left the barn. It is out. And it's up to us finding city leaders and corporate leaders that will really support this, not to mention making our part of the country right here in Northern Ohio, you know, and Lorain County specifically, like ground zero. I live here now, but there's many wonderful healthcare workers out there. This is information we want to share with them. But we really need the funding. That's why we stood up in front of Lori.
And also, talk about the experiences for these young girls to expand their horizons. It's very important to show them what they can do and where they can go with this.
Well, one of the reasons I believe our programs in New York City were so successful is different corporations and different foundations, when the girls do the program and we have different challenges and they really do well, we'll take like 6 to 10 of them to an amazing restaurant to show them, you know, kind of how to be able to order and eat. And we work with underserved young ladies. And the idea is to show them that they can be anything they want. This is America. We were able to take 12 kids out to the Hamptons for a weekend. We're driving out to the Hamptons, and they're like, oh, they're looking at these, the foliage, I would be happy to be a maid in one of those houses. I said, baby, being a maid is honorable, but I'm bringing you out here to show you that this is America. These houses could be yours. And then we tell them people who own those beautiful homes that came from nothing, no money, no anything. Education is the key. But if you don't have your health, it all falls apart. So we want people perhaps to help us be able to take some of our girls here in Lorain County and put together some amazing trips. If you own some big, beautiful horse farm or agricultural, I mean, beautiful places where we can bring a group of our girls who are really working hard and start showing them that they really can be anything. That's how these kids break out. We have to break the cycle of poverty, but it's the mindset of poverty. So energy up in everything we do, take the pleasure and the sugar is the key, but all of the other lifestyle components of gratitude and attitude come with it. And that's when Lori and people are hearing this and they see the things we've done. I'm not saying I think this will work. It worked very well in New York City. Lorain is a small New York City. You know, our demographics are the same, so
right. This
is exciting.
And again, it's going to be going on next week. What's the dates for your activities right now? 6th, 7th, and 8th, right?
Yep, 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're launching the 6-week programs. And if anybody out there, as we said, is interested, if you're a corporation, if you're a deep-pocketed individual, a funder, you know, contact me personally at thevoltage@aol.com. That's my personal email, thevoltage@aol.com. Because we need your help. Thank you to Lori and the commissioners and the coffee house. We've got enough to get this going, but to do the sort of events and the sort of activities for the girls we really want to do and to really kind of pass it forward to the whole community, we just need the financial help. And then our energy, and I've identified some local people who are as passionate as I am, and we just want to work. We just want to do it. We just need help.
Well, we appreciate your time coming in. Have a good holiday weekend and good success with your program coming up next week. It is 7:55 at WEOL.